I have here a copy of a math test given by a teacher to his students. The third question of the test was secant to the second power times parentheses 1 minus cosine to the second power x equals tangent to the second power x. The student wrote his answer to this problem in the space provided. He wrote, "Jesus is always the answer." The teacher wrote on the student's paper in red ink, "Not on this question, minus 5. Well, at least that math teacher was somewhat merciful. He only took off 5 points, and he didn't fail the student because of that one question. But if I can be so bold, that student did get it right. Jesus is always the answer to every problem. To our problem of darkness, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Jesus says, "While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When darkness covered the abyss, God said, "Let there be light." And indeed, there was light. To our problem of Satan, Jesus is the answer. He is the Word. When Satan tempted Jesus in the desert, Jesus did not talk to him directly. He quoted sacred scripture every time to every temptation. Jesus says, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone. It is written in sacred scripture, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. It is written in sacred scripture, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him alone shall you serve." He answered Satan with the Word. St. Paul says in his letter to the Hebrews, "The Word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword." So if you want a sharp weapon to fight Satan, the answer is the Word of God. And Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh, and he pitched his tent among us. To our problem of sin, Jesus is the answer. He is the living water. Jesus says, "Whoever drinks the water I will give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. Rivers of living water will flow from within him." Jesus is the living water that drowns away all of our sins. And finally, to our problem of death, Jesus is the answer. Jesus says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." Jesus says, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in me will never die." Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Jesus is the answer to all of our problems. It is not by accident that tonight's solemn Easter vigil is divided into four parts. The light, the word, the water, and the Eucharist. Holy Mother Church, by highlighting these four parts of who Jesus is, reminds us that Jesus is the answer to our problems. The answer to darkness is Jesus, the light of the world. The answer to Satan is Jesus, the eternal word, sharper than any two-edged sword. The answer to sin is Jesus, the living water who washes away our sins with the blood and water that flow from his side on the cross. The answer to death is Jesus, the bread of life. For whoever eats his flesh and drinks his blood will live forever. The light, the word, the water, and the Eucharist. Tonight, two of our friends, Coy and Colleen Hester, will be received into full communion with the Catholic Church. Coy and Colleen, you are already living in the light. You have already been baptized with water. Your sins have been forgiven in the sacrament of penance. And now, only two things remain. After making your profession of faith and all that the Holy Catholic Church believes, teaches, and proclaims to be revealed by God, you will receive the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of confirmation. And finally, you will receive the Lord's risen body and blood in Holy Communion for the first time. It is finally here, that great moment of consummation with the Lord in the Most Holy Eucharist. And I am very humble to be a very weak instrument of the Lord's mercy for you during this extraordinary Jubilee year of mercy. I encourage you, stay close to the mercy of Jesus in the sacrament of penance. Stay close to Jesus in the Most Holy Eucharist by frequent communion and adoration of the Blessed Sacrament. When darkness and Satan and sin and death try to pull you down to the earth, keep your eyes, as St. Paul says, on the things above. Keep your eyes on Jesus. That beautiful fourth reading that we had tonight talks about this marriage between you and God that will happen tonight in confirmation and in Holy Communion. And it's a beautiful reading of mercy. And he speaks this word of mercy to you, especially Coy and Colleen, tonight in this extraordinary year of mercy. He says, with great tenderness, I will take you back. Yes, there was a time of your life where you weren't close to Jesus. But he says, with great tenderness, I will take you back. With enduring love, I take pity on you. And the word there in the original is mercy. In enduring love, I take mercy on you, says the Lord, your Redeemer. I have sworn that I will not be angry with you or rebuke you. My love shall never leave you, nor my covenant of peace be shaken, says the Lord, who have mercy on you. Yes, the Lord, in his great tenderness in love, has mercy on you tonight by drawing you into himself. So when darkness and Satan and sin and death try to pull you down to earth, keep your eyes on Jesus. Jesus is always the answer. That's because Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.